This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats hold a huge fundraising advantage over Republicans in key elections this year. CPR's Will Cornelius has more.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett's re-election campaign has a 6-to-1 fundraising advantage over his Republican opponent, Joe O'Day. But fundraising for O'Day is expected to pick up now that he has won the Republican primary. Scott Martinez, a Democratic campaign finance attorney, explains.
A lot of those national groups were waiting for was to understand who the nominee was going to be on the Republican side and whether they want to invest in this candidate and in this race.
It's a similar story in the governor's race, where Jared Polis holds a huge fundraising advantage over his Republican opponent, Heidi Ganahl. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Among the potential next owners of the Denver Broncos is Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State. She's part of the group that could buy the Broncos. Rice grew up in Denver and attended the University of Denver. The proposed deal for the Broncos includes Rob Walton, an heir to the Walmart fortune. The sale needs approval from the NFL's other owners. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has started a process that could change how the agency protects habitat for the Gunnison sage grouse in Colorado and Utah. For the next month and a half, the BLM will take public comment before it releases the outline of a plan to protect the ground nesting bird, which is listed federally as a threatened species. Sage grouse habitat has been hurt by development, invasive plants, drought, climate change, and other factors. Denver-based real estate company REMAX will lay off about 17% of its nationwide workforce by the end of this year. That's about 120 employees. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, and temperatures getting warmer. In the Springs, highs in the 80s today, 90s tomorrow. Denver in the 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.